You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you have someone, you're like, I don't know what to buy this person.
Every year.
Let five strangers tell you. We know them. If not, we'll do a random number generator and pick a page on SkyMall, and you can order them one of those sand things that helps cool your mind by using a tiny rake.
Oh, yeah, the little sand Zen garden.
Those really appeal to me, by the way. I've almost bought one 1,000 times. There was one time I was in one of those little tourist towns. And at the checkout, they had one where it was like the pendulum that will swing in different directions and make patterns.
Yeah.
And it was like $18. And I went, that's dumb. I'll never want that. And I wish I would have bought it every day since then.
Oh, man.
That's kind of the modern day balls clacking.
Right? It is, right?
Yeah.
And now I couldn't buy it because a dog would tip it over. A cat would poop in it. A kid would throw it at another kid. I mean, it just couldn't happen. I would have had like 4 or 5 years of absolute serenity from that thing.
I do want a lawn Yeti, though.
What is a lawn Yeti? Yeah.
Like the Yeti that walks across your lawn.
You mean
like
a Bigfoot?
Yeah.
It's like a little Bigfoot.
Yeah, wait,
little
it statue. Walks?
Well, it doesn't actually walk, but it looks like it's walking.
You do not want one of those.
I every time I see them.
That is so decidedly trashy for my opinion of you.
Yeah, that
I know.
Is.
I mean,
that
really
is as ridiculous for you as me writing a letter to the owner of the Pistons saying you're bad at owning things.
I'm not necessarily proud of it.
No,
if
you
I would be. If I were to see it in a SkyMall's gone, right? They went out of business.
I think it's just
so,
online.
They still have all that, like Hammock or Schlemmerker or whatever. Yeah. You get that catalog that shows up at your house.
No, you're right. That's exactly what it's like.
Hammock
some
or Schlemmer or something.
Something like that.
It'll show up and it's got all, it's the same kind of thing.
That's where I got my stainless steel wallet from years ago.
SkyMall.com is still absolutely a thing.
It folds?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like made with stainless steel
hinges.
Red.
Oh.
It felt like a regular wallet.
Almost
but
like
it was,
carbon fiber, but stainless steel. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then, and it was great until it started to fray and then it would cut holes in your pants.
Like braces.
Yeah. Smash your fingertips. Yeah, good.
That thing was pretty cool at first.
Yeah.
Steve, good news, bad news. Life size, abominable snowman.
Abominable.
No.
How about just say Yeti?
Abominable.
Yeah. Go or
it.
Go with Bigfoot.
I'm going to read the word that's in front of me,
Snow Bigfoot.
I think you should cheer me on trying to beat my disability. But no, feel free to throw sand in my eyes.
Do it again, do it again.
You guys are great. Yeah. Are you going to Special Olympics this year? Hey, you're not as fast as some.
Well, no, man, I'm pulling for you.
No, you're not.
I really am.
You're calling me stupid.
One day you're going to get your N's and M's together in the right order.
Life-size aluminum snowman.
Aluminium.
God, I hope this thing's not made out of cinnamon.
I wanted to throw these at you, but not to hit you like that one time, but because they would scatter about the room in a funny way.
Visually, it would have been great.
Yeah.
So it's a life-size abominable snowman made of cinnamon
Steve,
that climbs up your chimbley.
Steve, how much would you pay for that?
Life-size?
Yeah.
Aluminum?
No.
Oh.
I just added that word because I wanted another word that would
life-size.
Be hard.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, wait, what is life-size for a Bigfoot?
Like 10 feet tall?
Why are you asking me this dumb question?
That is a good
pretty
question.
Pretty standard size for
question.
Big feet.
Yeah, I mean, but is it life size like it's 6 feet tall like a human? Or
it's
is
the
it...
size of a Bigfoot.
Okay,
big
so
feet
we're
10
so,
feet
okay,
tall.
So we're going like 9-10 feet.
Okay. Yeah, it looks in the picture, it's as tall as some pine trees with snow on them.
Okay.
Well, that sounds about like 13
that would
feet.
That could be
so
almost
cool.
any size.
That would look so cool in my backyard.
It'd look
my backyard's
nice,
got a ton of trees.
Stop dodging the question. How much are you willing to pay?
$200.
Well, if you add $2,700 to that, you will have this delivered to your house as soon as they're done being sold out.
Okay.
For a slightly lower price, you could get the Bashful Bigfoot tree sculpture. It attaches to a tree. Like those little things you used to put on your pencil where you squeeze it and it's like,
So it looks
I'm not
like
proud
it's
of this.
It's just $102. Like it says, for the trashiest person you know, get them the Bashful Yeti.
Yeah. That's a whole lot of tackiness for your buck.
I know. I used to look through that magazine and think, what kind of garbage person would buy one of these? And then
were you ordering a mirror at the time?
Then I drove through my neighborhood and I saw a house that had one and I was like, that's kind of cool.
Here's an ice cream maker. You could buy a giant water slide. Maybe.
How are you about wanting a bird bath? Maybe a gazing ball?
Puzzle
Maybe
board?
One of those flat pieces of plywood that's cut out and shaped and painted like a lady bending over.
Oh, with her checkered dress on?
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
With her bloomers?
One time my dad and I went to the mall and we were in a CD store and they had a stand-up life-size like Homer Simpson cutout thing.
Yeah.
And my dad said, how much is that? And I looked at him as a teenager like, the hell, this is the stupidest purchase ever. And he bought that, brought it to the house. I kid you not, that thing was 6 feet tall. And he would regularly set it up. So we'd come home from school and Homer Simpson would be standing on the porch. Or I'd wake up in the morning and I'd open the door and Homer Simpson would be right outside my door. And it was great. It was the stupidest purchase that my dad could have gifted himself. And it brought us so much joy for years.
What is it about like the adolescent brain that makes something like that appealing?
I don't know.
When you go into a store and you say cardboard cutout. Because I wanted a cardboard cutout of anything more than anything in the world when I was a kid.
Of anything?
All I wanted was a cardboard cutout.
What if you got an inflatable couch? A local injury lawyer. You'd have been okay with that?
I'd take it. Yes. Yeah. I had an inflatable couch too that I bought at Spencer's.
When you have a DUI, call Wonderfuss Law.
Those inflatable couches were like in everybody's room in the 90s for sure. With that, the lava lamp and the black light.
I've got you all beat.
What?
Because I have a cardboard cutout of my own father.
You do?
Oh,
do yeah. You remember
we had college, and I still it's still shoved behind. So I think it's actually at my ex's house.
That seems like a weird thing not to get in the divorce.
Well, I think it was. I think you know,
really
like
fought for it.
Some people just want to hurt the other one.
Give me your father. That was all in the storage area, and I think it's still like sandwiched behind probably like the extra leaves to a table. You know what I mean? Like, like where you would just.
So
put everything like that, like the headboard from the old bed you're not using presently, but it goes with the set, you know, like that stuff.
Or the father from your old husband you're not using currently.
Yeah, I think it's there with my old Mr. Spock is there, too.
We had your dad
behind
the couch standing there going, and then the Michelin man.
Then a Tracy Chapman
poster on the wall with Ernest's face superimposed over hers.
Yeah. And we had Mr. Spock then, too.
And a blow-up moose that was above our entertainment center that from the street looked like we had an actual mounted moose head.
Yeah.
Well, we stole...
Hoffings was number one at decor.
I did. I had a lot of that, so I like to put thought blurbs on my dad.
In our high school cafeteria, there was a sign. I don't know. No, this was from White Castle. That's right. It was. We stole something else from the high school. But from a White Castle, my friend stole a sign that said, get your chicken O's here. And it was just like a chicken like saying, "Hey, get your chicken O's here." And we loved that thing. That was in the back of his car forever.
Hot Wings and I had an assignment for a place where I had to write an ad campaign. And Hot Wings went with me for dinner to this place. What was it? Tony's, right? This little place.
It was Tony's. Yeah, it was Tony's because I had that the country burger.
John's
place.
Country Burger.
Yeah.
So we go, and part of when you wrote the ad campaign, you had to write a description for the professor about describing everything about the atmosphere, the service, the menu, everything. And they had a sign on the wall that said something about things being chicklicious, I think.
Yeah. It was chicklicious.
I offered the waitress $10 to let me steal it because I wanted to steal it, but I wanted permission.
It's not stealing.
That's just how dangerous I am.
It's just buying.
Yeah.
No, because it wasn't hers to sell. She was going to take a bribe to look the other way.
It was a bribe. Yeah,
like
it was a
restaurant drug deal.
Yes. Well, it didn't work out, but I would put that right next to my sand. thingy.
Yeah, you need
I'd be
that.
So content right now.
You would be.
I wouldn't be yelling in my basement at a billionaire from Los Angeles.
Life is so chicklish.
I just remembered the thing that we stole from the high school cafeteria because we had those
smoke detectors.
The lunch lady's virginity.
Yeah, boom. No, there was a sign because you could go up and like for a dollar you could get three chocolate chip cookies, and they were the really good ones.
Like the Otis Spunkmeyers.
Otis Spunkmeyer, exactly.
That's a terrible name.
What is that?
Otis Spunkmeyer
cookies filled with number three.
They were amazing, awesome. though, but we stole the Otis Spunkmeyer sign. You just cut out the word spunk and stuck it to the inside of the window of my friend's car.
So Otis Spunkmeyer, I don't know who their target audience is. I think it's cafeterias and hotels, because you'll go there and they'll have the little oven and then a little acrylic case, and it says, help yourself to a free Otis Spunkmeyer cookie. Those usually chocolate chip.
Oh, those double chocolate. The double chocolates are amazing. It was three for a dollar when I was in high school, and that was lunch for nearly my entire senior year.
To their credit, they've never raised prices. They just put more sand in them.
Yeah.
Sawdust.
Yeah, a little more filler.
I don't think they did.
Yeah, I don't really trust you guys when it comes to cookies.
What do you mean you don't trust us?
You guys all we've had this conversation. Y'all like dusty cookies, and you just talked about how their main ingredient is sand.
No, they're not. These are usually squishy.
They're soft.
The chips are usually still melty when you get one.
I love that.
If there are any around here, we need them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're making a call out for the Otis Spunkmeyers.
The Spunkmeyers paired nicely with Soft Batch.
Isn't there like...
Do you remember the Soft Batch cookie? Yeah. Keebler Soft Batch cookies?
They still have those, right?
No.
Otis Spunkmeyer near me.
Okay, oh, did they stop selling them because it sounds gross?
They stopped selling them.
All of my batches are soft.
Like 30 years ago.
Because people had to start printing their ingredients.
Right. We have to tell people what's in there. Oh, boy.
All right, they're based in Indianapolis.
They could be here in the next few hours.
Well, can't we just find like a country inn or something? Like, what's the hotel that we used to stay at in Nashville where they always had them, hot wings? By the airport? Where Massive Mocha stayed with us? Not the airport Marriott, but
was it a Days Inn?
No, it was something country.
Country Inn and Suites?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
And they had the Otis Spunkmeyers. Those are a chain.
Got a case of them at Walmart.
It's not the same. They got to be fresh made by someone who doesn't want to work at a hotel.
I think they started making the soft batch again.
We used to have an Otis Spunkmeyer cookie shop here.
Like in the mall?
I'm not entirely
like
sure.
Like down the way from Orange Julius?
Probably. Right next to Auntie Anne.
Yes.
Everybody's favorite pretzel aunt.
Hey, here's some things that aren't a meal, but you will be full and get a little fatter.
And you'll smell like them for the next 3 days. That pretzel smell sticks to you so strongly from the
And I always
the
want them so bad. Too. And they never are as good as my brain says, but if we were there right now, I would get some.
This is going to sound crazy, but you can buy Keebler Soft Batch cookies at Ace Hardware.
Of course you can. They're where you go for outdated treats. Would you like some locally sourced caramels? Go to Ace.
Yeah. You want some licorice from 1979?
Everything had said that they had been discontinued, and so they had been, but I can't. So these are either from the 90s, and they still have a supply.
What flavor is this hard candy? Oh, it's mincemeat.
Yeah. Mm.
I got it at Ace. Yeah. Do you have any root beer barrels? Do I?
Yeah.
Ace.
I love Ace,
by
the way.
Your candy place.
Sounds like we're making fun, but I love that place.
My favorite place for a sarsaparilla.
I'm always just amazed by the consistency of how inconsistent their checkout grab items are.
Sometimes it's amazing. I was at Ace yesterday.
Here's a tiny flashlight that vibrates. Here's a Boy Scout manual.
Does your Ace have the hot dog guy?
No. What is that?
Yeah, we don't have a hot dog guy. Like most Aces aren't like the Ace down the street.
You know the Ace I'm talking about.
That's a big Ace.
Every day, there's a hot dog guy there. Every day, all year long.
Like on a Tuesday at 11 a.m., there's a hot dog guy?
There's a hot dog guy in the
parking
lot.
On a grill?
Well, it's like one of the little hot dog carts, like the street carts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does he work there, or is he just like another businessman?
I don't know if he's a parking lot.
Is he like
business?
A lamprey on a fish?
I don't know.
To be honest with you, I have never seen that guy there.
Really?
No.
That Ace I might that just I go to is he's there.
Is it just a homeless guy with his wiener?
I don't hope not. I bought hot dogs.
Don't eat that, smack.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.